here's a story from The World.
The Trump administration won't leave an Obama-era immigration program alone. According to a White House memo, applications for DACA will now be rejected. DACA is deferred action for childhood arrivals. The program allows certain undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children to apply to remain legally in the country. With DACA, they can obtain work permits or go to school and live with less fear of deportation. Nearly 700,000 so-called Dreamers have enrolled in the program. They have to reapply every 2 years. Yesterday's memo from the Department of Homeland Security also changes that to 1 year. The Trump administration says it will make a comprehensive review of the program. Last night at the White House, though, President Trump did not elaborate on what that could look like.
We are going to make DACA happy and the DACA people and representatives happy, and we're also going to end up with a fantastic merit-based immigration system.
For migrants trying to get into the U.S. from the southern border, it's gotten a lot riskier since the start of the pandemic. Not only have tens of thousands of migrants been expelled since March, hundreds of asylum seekers and unaccompanied minors separated from their families have been detained at hotels and later expelled to their home countries. That's what happened to one 13-year-old girl who fled gang violence in El Salvador. Carla Vargas, a lawyer with the Texas Civil Rights Project, represented this girl. Carla, thanks for being here. What can you tell us about this 13-year-old?
The little girl was very vocal in letting Border Patrol know that she was afraid for her life and that she feared for her life if she were to return to her home country. And based on what she said, the agent, when she disclosed this, the agent just sat there and didn't say anything. And then she was summarily removed. So unfortunately, this is a practice that has been happening with these expulsions. Expulsions, I think most people know at this point, are really this extrajudicial process that the Trump administration has created. This administration has essentially taken the position that the pandemic and the CDC order that came from this pandemic has canceled all of our immigration protections. That is how they are acting with the litigation that we have filed on behalf of this little girl. We are asking a court to acknowledge and to state that that is incorrect, that the CDC order does not get rid of the asylum protections, especially that children have.
This is a Hampton Inn. Is the hotel itself, the accommodations, the problem in your view, or is this whole practice more a symbol of how broken and chaotic the immigration system is and the policies behind it?
The problem here is the practice. Hampton Hotel definitely should be responsible for what happens on their premises. However, if the government was not expelling people, there would be no secret hotel black sites. So it's important to have accountability on these private entities that are collaborating with the government. But at the end of the day, it's the government practice that is harmful. If the government were to follow our immigration laws and allow people their legal right to request asylum, then there would be no need to house people in these secret sites.
What did the Texas Civil Rights Project learn about what's happening at Hampton Inn and other hotels along the southern border?
We saw diapers out there. We saw Pedialyte. You know, we saw things that are for toddlers. And so we know that these are babies that are being held, and how absolutely inhumane and cruel it is to hold these children away from their families.
And who's taking care of them? Other children?
We don't know who is taking care of them. And that's part of the problem of this whole process that is being conducted in secret. What we know is that the government contracted an agency, MVM, who then subcontracted staff to transport children and families and to provide some kind of oversight for these children and families when they are detained in these hotels. The problem is we have no idea who these people are, what kind of training they have, if they have any training in caring for children. We do not know if these children were getting COVID protections. We are in the unfortunate position that now we have to wonder whether our own government is causing additional harm, and to the level to which they are causing additional harm. We know they are, but to what extent?
Carla Vargas is a lawyer with the Texas Civil Rights Project. She's been speaking with us about the recent detention and expulsion of asylum seekers and unaccompanied minors at the border. Carla, thanks very much for speaking with us and explaining what's going on.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
From PRX.